Hey, what's going on, world? How y'all doing? Big Aunt Triple X. I'm dropping in this morning right quick before I head out to work. Just to let you know, God put some things on my heart, put some things on my mind this morning that I wanted to share with you all before I get out this door. But one of the main things I want to say is, when God's word works, people still have a negative response, because sometimes people think God's word works for specific people in certain things in certain and specific ways. But what they fail to realize is that when the word is applied right and applied accordingly, wholeheartedly and full spiritually, the word works for you just as well as it works for anyone. So I want to leave you today with applying God's word. When you apply God's word, don't worry about the naysayers. Don't worry about what people say, because they're going to talk. They're going to say things. They're going to even distance themselves because of the negative spirit that they carry. And they're going to whisper. They're going to say things amongst each other. Then they're going to sit back and watch like they're the overseers, and they're not. They're going to sit back and they're going to actually hope what they say is pathetically coming to fruition when it doesn't need to. You got more people strive more for negativity than they do for positivity. And, this saying came across my mind this morning, and it's slaves incarcerating slaves. That's sad to say, but it's true. It's slaves incarcerating slaves. So get that incarcerated thinking out of your mind. Get that incarceration mindset out of your mind. Because all you are doing is incarcerating another soul. You're incarcerating another body. You're incarcerating another spirit. You're incarcerating another mind. So I wanted to get that out this morning to tell you, stop incarcerating each other. Stop imprisoning each other. Stop negative thinking on each other. Stop agreeing amongst yourselves with each other and thinking that you're right. You know, God don't like a forward thinker, right? So I was reading this passage this morning because a good friend of mine gave me this book right here. A real good friend of mine gave me this book. And I was reading this passage this morning, and it says that don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that come from human thinking and from the spiritual powers of this world, rather than from Christ. So don't let no one influence you with their ways of doing things and their thoughts and their thinking they're right, and they turn around and say, watch me, watch what I tell you. I'm telling you it's gonna happen because I see it. Man, this thing going down, this thing gonna crumble. Don't listen to that. 9 times out of 10, they're depressed. They're going through something. They're not right with themselves, and they're trying to rub that thing off on you. Don't you listen to that. Don't you be a part of that. Stop incarcerating each other. This is very serious, man. Very serious. I see it every day from the house, from my private life, to my neighbors, to out in the world, from my coworkers. I see it throughout every day, and people may not even know that they're doing it, but they're doing it. They're doing it. So stop applying negativity more than you are applying positivity. And I know that's a lot to say. It may not register with you all so fast, but the only thing I'm advising is that the way you apply your negativity, and you stand on it because you say you stand on business, apply your positivity the same way. Apply your positivity the same way. But see, you don't want to do that because that's too much like right with less work. But you will pray, you will hope, and you'll stand on that negativity that something gonna happen because it don't sit right with you. Just because it don't sit right with you doesn't make it wrong. Tell me, who are you? Tell me, who are you to the point where because you think it doesn't sit well that it shouldn't go? Tell me, who are you? Are you the creator? Did you create these things? Are you the Alpha and Omega? Do you give life? You can certainly take life, but did you create life? I don't think so. Stop incarcerating each other with your mindset. It is so sad. So sad. But it's so true. Heavenly Father, thank you right now on this day. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to deliver this message before work. Thank you, Father God. I praise your name. I praise your holy name. And I ask, Father God, that you bless me throughout this day. You bless my friends and family throughout this day. You bless my wife throughout this day. You bless my coworkers throughout this day. You bless my enemies throughout this day, Father God. You bless every living soul, every creeping, crawling thing throughout this day. Because, Father God, we need you and we love you. And, Father God, we pray to you and only you, Father God, because we know that you are the God that sets everything right with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So listen, I just want to leave y'all with that today because that was very important for me before I start my day. That was very important for me before I start my day. Stop incarcerating each other with your mindset. Incarcerated mind incarcerates another mind. Stop doing it. Because when God's word works, and it works for the people who are forward-thinking person think it shouldn't work for, they have a problem with that. God doesn't like a forward thinker. So stop thinking every time 2 + 2 = 4, but you ain't looking to the side to see that extra luggage, that extra blessing, that extra baggage that God can have for you. Stop it, man. Everything ain't gonna go your way all the time. Everything ain't always about you all the time. You don't get the attention, you get mad. You stand back. You have stuff to say. You get people to agree with you. And one of the other things I despise the most is a follower, a weak-minded person that sits back and do what other people do without doing for themselves and not knowing to follow themselves and follow God. They follow another person, and then that person and you become real close and real tight because they know they can control you. Stop all that, man. See, that's how I know this message is intended for somebody, for someone. You just don't want to admit it. You just don't want to say it. Because when God puts something on my heart, I get up before I get my day started and I say what I have to say. Because God is the most important thing to me more than anything, more than anything. Because if something happened to me, I got to meet the maker, not the person who I'm married to. Not the person who I'm best friends with, not the person who cut my check, not the person who helped me have a place to live, but the one that gave me life. The one that gave me life. Stop incarcerating each other with your mindset. Start blessing each other, man. It's very important. God loves you. Big God loves you. Peace. Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. Thank you for this love. Thank you for the Spirit, Father God. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Father God, for letting me deliver this message and do your will and do what you tell me to do, thus says the Lord. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray and I'm grateful and I'm thankful for all things and always, Father God, in your name. Amen, amen, amen. Hey, look, God loves you. Big Unk loves you. Take care of yourselves. And next time, peace.